Some call it hyperparenting. It's the case of women opting to stay home with their kids and turning motherhood into a high-powered profession. It spawned heated arguments in some circles about whether American mothers are driving themselves crazy. Some observers point to France as an island of sanity when it comes to caring for kids. There's government-funded daycare and universal kindergarten at age three. But now a new book warns that French women are falling prey to the same pressures to be perfect mothers. Geneviève Auger reports from Paris.
France has one of the highest birth rates in Europe, so this is a common sound in French households.
Pomme de Renette, pomme d'api, tapi, tapi gris.
But feminist philosopher Elisabeth Badinter says that may start to change. In her new book, The Conflict, Woman versus Mother, Badinter says new pressures are pushing French women into long-term breastfeeding, using cloth diapers, and co-sleeping. She says it's all conspiring to trap women at home.
Pourquoi vous levez les yeux au ciel, Clémentine Autain? Parce que je...
Non,
vous
moi, êtes d'accord,
c'est, pas d'accord
c'est le...
Parce que c'est un des thèmes.
Clearly, Badinter's book has hit a nerve. It's become the subject of numerous debates on television and a runaway bestseller here. Badinter argues that instead of being oppressed by men, women are now being oppressed by their infants and parenting experts. She cites the push to breastfeed as a prime example.
Le devoir qui est nouveau et qu'on impose aux femmes d'un un allaitement long.
The new obligation being pushed on women is long-term breastfeeding, 24 hours a day, whenever the baby wants. It brings women back into the home under the pretext this breastfeeding will keep the baby from a host of diseases.
Badinter points out that France, unlike its neighbors, has long provided services that make it possible for French women to work and not feel guilty about time away from their kids.
En France, quand une jeune femme retourne travailler,
in France, when a woman goes back to work after her maternity leave and leaves her 3 or 4 months old baby in a nursery, everyone considers this normal. There's no finger pointing. But in other European countries, leaving your child with a stranger is frowned upon. The fact French mothers are helped when they go back to work and allowed to have outside interests means French women find motherhood less burdensome than in other countries.
Badinter argues that's the reason France's birth rate remains higher than in countries like Germany and Italy. Her provocative arguments have drawn criticism from French doctors, breastfeeding advocates, and environmental activists. And French women in general aren't siding with her either. Ségolène Finet is a 41-year-old mother of three. She runs a small company out of her home with her husband, selling nursing clothes online. Finet says Badinter has raised some interesting points about motherhood in France, but she's gone too far on some things.
I have breastfed my three children. I have an MBA. I've always worked. I've had a career. I run my own company. Breastfeeding has changed nothing. It's not because you breastfeed 2 months, 3 months, 3 years that you're going to be this submissive woman who, you know, goes back home and cooks all day. I mean, and this is a little bit of a caricature she makes.
Finet says the difference in perspective may have something to do with an evolution in feminist thinking. She says Badinter, who's 66 and has grandchildren, represents an earlier generation, one that fought hard for the freedom that comes with bottle feeding and going back to work.
You can say, well, you know what? I'm a woman, so I want society to adapt to me as a woman. You know, I want to nurse my child, so when I go back to work, I want the company to provide a pumping room. I want to have a long enough maternity leave so that, you know, I don't come back to work tired and everything.
But Badinter isn't giving any ground. She's been quoted as saying that French women may not be the best mothers, but they've tended to have happier lives. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger in Paris.